now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week we are talking to James Spencer about his new book called The Cocktail Piano Companion. Plus, Sunny Moon stops by the show, talk about the latest nutty project. And sadly, Vic Damone has passed away, so we'll take a look at his life. And of course, the best neo and classic lounge right now, kicking off with some new music. You can grab it on CD Baby and all the others in a few weeks' time. It's Darren Long with the Tiki Delights. And his new release, Simply Be Mine, on the Cocktail Nation.
I won't pretend to offer you the moon. Romantic promises often vanish too soon. But I'll give my love and I'll be true. And all I ask of you is, simply be mine, it's that easy. Simply be mine, don't ever leave me. Why act debonair? 'Cause I don't care what the world thinks of you. Just be yourself, let down your hair. In your arms, the world is fine. I'm all yours. Simply be mine. Living alone is so overrated. Your freedom at such a cost. Loving you is not complicated. It's the reason I'm no longer lost. Simply be mine, it's that easy. Simply be mine, don't ever leave me. One thing you should know, I'll never go. That'd be foolish of me. Of a rainbow without the sun. On my own, how could I shine? I'm all yours. So simply be mine.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Nation with Kabuba, Joey Altruda, and The Knockaround. Coming up real soon, we'll take a look at the Lounge Life magazine. Music from Narco Lounge Combo and Leith Stevens on the way. The Cocktail Nation. James Spencer joins me. Brand new release for 2018, The Cocktail Piano Companion. The hardest working man in lounge, I call him. He joins me on the phone from Long Beach, California. Mr. Jimmy Jazz, hello.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be on the show today.
And once again, another release. And, you know, particularly since I do the Cocktail Nation evenings at the Penthouse, which is often piano-based, this is, you know, I must say rather selfishly, a wonderful resource for me, but a wonderful resource for listeners who love the cocktail jazz and want to find out more about the artists. And, you know, just like Jewels of Jazz, this is once again another very comprehensive book covering, I mean, even the history going back, you know, back many, many years ago when people first had a piano in their lounge room, and it was considered a luxury item.
Well, thank you so much. This book is actually the most dear to me because I'm obviously a pianist, and I realized over the years when I was performing out, and you know, with albums now, and you know, fans of Cocktail Nation, people I talk with, is that no one has ever really done a piano encyclopedia, a pianist. Like, you know, there's nothing, you know, on. And what happens is, you know, we all know, you know, the famous pianists. We all know Liberace, and most people are familiarized with maybe like George Shearing and Bill Evans. But there's literally hundreds of pianists out there. And so what I wanted to do with this book specifically is to look at, you know, cocktail piano. If you really look at it, it starts as far back as the Baroque era, where, you know, if you were in a palace like Versailles, you would have your champagne and there'd be someone sitting there playing, you know, a piano sonata. And that started this, and then it moved into home salon gatherings, like in the Victorian era.
Yeah.
You know, people would gather in someone's home, they'd have a cocktail, you know, sit around a piano, sing cover tunes. And you know, if you look at, it's interesting, because then you look at Liberace, and what did he do? He borrowed, you know, the candelabras and the things from the 1800s and combining pop music with the classics. And in fact, a lot of people might not know this, but Liberace got the idea for the candelabra from a movie called Song to Remember, which was a biopic of Chopin. You know, so it's really interesting that cocktail piano, what most people think of as cocktail piano, you know, candlelight, a nice, quiet, intimate bar, all of that starts back in the 1800s. So what I also wanted to do is that, you know, every city demographics is different on what people play that are pianists, you know, and what's popular. So what I wanted to do is start scouting the whole world for cocktail pianists and just see who I connect with and see who would want to be part of this book. And what ended up happening is I connected, first of all, with one of my favorite pianists who I never ever got to talk with, but I mean, she's the number one pianist that I love, next to George Shearing, and that's B.G. Adair. And I was just like almost in tears, you know, interviewing her, because I love this woman. And if anybody who doesn't know this woman, she has recorded 100 albums in her lifetime. She is still performing all over the world and just an amazing artist. So I got to talk with BG. I got to, before she passed away, I was good friends with Barbara Carroll. And through Barbara Carroll, I met Marianne McPartland. You know, so a lot of these artists I've also known personally.
Yeah.
You know, and so I kind of go over that. And it's all different genres. So it's not just people who play the, you know, the jazz and, you know, what I call great American songbook standards, but, you know, people who played smooth jazz, people that play more new age, people that play, you know, gospel, you know, and so it was really great. I got to reconnect with some people I wrote. Like, there was a gentleman named John Arpin. He's a Canadian pianist. So I got to, he was a good friend of my, one of the best ragtime players in the world, and got to connect with his wife. And, you know, so this book has amazing interviews with people. I think it's a great directory where you, like, if you're learning new pianists, you can just look up, beat up on a pianist. There's I give suggestions for albums to listen to, and there's over 200 artists in this book.
I just love the suggestions. Yeah. Just to be able to go, okay, so here's somebody else's favorites, and I can go, looking for these. And I was very pleased to notice that you have a mention of an Australian compatriot of mine.
Peter several Allen. Australians in there.
Yeah, Peter Allen.
Peter Allen. Well, my partner and I were friends with Peter and his partner. Before he passed away, he lived down in San Diego. So, I knew Peter personally. But, yeah, there's all kinds of pianists. And what's interesting is to get their story of, how has the cocktail piano changed? In some areas, like I talked about on your show, it's kind of, like what used to be, there used to be hundreds of cocktail bars here where I live, and now there's almost nothing, and it's changed over to smooth jazz, where in other areas, other styles are going strong. So it's really interesting interviewing working pianists from all over and seeing what they're saying about the genre and how it's changing. And, it's interesting to find that. How is the pianists here in California and what they're playing in repertoire different than what's happening in the South or happening in New York or happening in England, happening in Australia, So I find that fascinating. Another thing that was very fascinating, a little brief thing, is my father was a country western performer with the Grand Ole Opry. So one of my first tastes of piano music was Floyd Kramer.
Right.
And Floyd also played pop and things too. And so I learned sort of that kind of honky tonk bluesy kind of piano. And what was interesting is I connected with some of Floyd's family and found all these albums that are more Burt Bacharach and these things. I think he recorded that, So for me, I discovered a huge amount of albums. And then I had friends from two archives that gave me digital copies of albums. So I ended up with, which is so exciting for me as a musician, about 3,000 new albums of pianists from my book that I, I'm still listening to and discovering,
That's amazing.
So what I will do too is, there's a lot of great artists that maybe people don't know, like names like Joe Costa, for example, or Stan Whitmire, who is an incredible pianist. Bile Pandolfi, one of my new favorite pianists that maybe most people don't know, currently living in South Carolina, phenomenal piano playing. And so what I'm hoping will happen is that, these pianists will be able to get heard on wonderful shows like Cocktail Nation and other shows, and that this continue to expand awareness of the cocktail piano genre.
Well, congratulations. It's a marvelous book, and thank you very much for the kind words in the book about me and my show. So thank you very much for that. But once again, a great body of work, and I certainly encourage anybody who loves their cocktail jazz, this is the perfect companion. In fact, it is called the Cocktail Piano Companion, and it's well worth having in your collection today, that's for sure. Once again, James, we will talk again very, very soon, and I look forward to that. And thank you once again for your contribution to this scene, because you're a powerhouse, and you just keep on putting that stuff out there and educating people, and that's a big part of it. So thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much, Coop.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation 8 Longe Leader Coucou Père.
Leith Stevens there, Private Blues. Now, I'm not too sure if that refers to a army guy called Private Blues, or the blues that you have in private as you cry yourself to sleep. Also played the Narco Lounge combo and Taboo. This week in Lounge Life magazine, the actor John Gavin, who's in Psycho and Spartacus, has died at the age of 86. We talk about buying and selling classic cars, how to get it right, plenty of great stories, vintage stories, in your free retro magazine called Lounge Life Magazine. We've got the links up on the website, cocktailnation.net. It's a free Flipboard magazine. In there, we've also got the story of the passing of Vic Damone this week, the post-war crooner whose five-decade melody of America's love songs and popular standards died at the age of 89. After winning the radio show Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts in 1947, he recorded some 2,500 songs over 54 years, had his own radio and TV programs, made movies, survived rock and roll, and became a mainstay of the Las Vegas Strip and the nightclubs where audiences were so close he could almost reach out and touch them. Along the way, he made millions of dollars, entertained presidents and royalty, refused to pardon the Godfather, married five times, had four children. He also survived a brush with the mob, four divorces, a custody fight of his only son, and the suicides of two former wives. Amazing man. You can check out that story online on the Cocktail Nation Lounge Life magazine. We've got it up there for you. Just follow the links on my website, cocktailnation.net.
D'ici ce de Cocktail Nation 8 Cooper.
Sunny Moon from Nundies on the line. Now, you've got something very, very exciting, potentially for the fans, with a live album coming out real soon, and you're in the process of raising some dough.
We put a show together, and we invited some friends, and we the purpose was to record it and get our first live album out there, and we finally got it together, and we're going to need a lot of bread to finish it, you know. It ain't cheap, man. so we are asking all our pallies to help us out and make this thing happen. Lots of things we got to do, but we're about halfway there.
Yeah,
mixing and mastering and so on.
Okay.
And we have Shag, the artist Shag has done our artwork, which is phenomenal. If you go to the site, you'll see the album cover.
And this is the thing, when it comes to putting together albums, and you know, the albums that I've got of yours are like high quality. There is, you know, there's no mix, you know, skimping yeah. on production values. You know, you want something that's out there that is top quality, that shows off the lounge scene for its very, very best, and Nutty's, you know, one of the best, if not
absolutely.
The best. And you've got to put the best foot forward for this music to keep growing. So I certainly encourage fans who love your music, and we're going to play a track in just a moment from your last album.
Sure.
But you know what? This is what it's all about, getting behind the bands. You know, we're not talking about a large scene here. You know, this is, you know, we're not talking
right.
about, you know, thousands and thousands of sales. You know, it's kind of, it's really beholden to the fans to get behind the bands that we've got now, to keep them alive and keep that music out there, I think.
Absolutely. There's no record label backing us up, and they don't even exist anymore. They're gone.
Yeah.
And it's really about doing it right, doing it yourself. And we don't cut corners. Everything we do is top-notch because, let's face it, that music had to be recorded well, and it had to be in a good room, and it had to have a nice acoustic sound.
Yeah.
And the players were phenomenal, top-notch players. And all of our guys are like that, and we're very proud of this band. We're very proud of how this came out. It was a fun night. It was a great night. 9 songs. And so, yeah, we're not cutting any corners. We're going to do it right. And it's going to sound really, really good. And, you know, we have a special fan base.
Yeah.
As you know. I mean, people that like this stuff, they're very special people.
For sure.
And they dig that. They dig that old-time quality, man.
Yeah. Now, I noticed when I was checking out your the video that you and Guy did, you know, promoting the hit Kickstarter that you've got on at the moment, you were talking about how there's like 9 songs, but like, you know, 20 songs referenced in the one album.
Oh, my God. Yes. You know, we go back and forth. No, it's 22. No, nah, 21. We don't need to do that one. Yeah, we do.
Hang on.
You'll hear it.
There's a riff in there from...
There's a riff.
That
yeah.
counts.
And we care. You know, we really want, we pay homage to these people. We really want to credit them. We really want to salute them. We want people to know that we love those guys and we're really doing this to hear them,
yeah.
you know.
The new album is the brand new Nutty album, which is Live at the Purple Pit. Now, I've got links up on my website if you want to head over there to Indiegogo to make your donation, help us get a little bit closer to that big goal to get the album out. So Indiegogo is the website to go to, and just search up Nutty. But we've got links on your page, on my page. So we've got links out there. So fantastic.
We've got our YouTube links. We've got our Facebook links, all of that stuff there, yeah.
Lovely. All right, check it out, and make sure you help Nutty get there. Good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, thanks, Coop, man. Really, really, thanks for doing this, and we love you, man. Keep swinging.
Sunny Moon there from Nutty. Get behind this marvelous new album. The artwork, I tell you what, fantastic. Got to be seen to be believed. Here they are, Antiquan in a Bottle on the Cocktail Nation.
Castaway, an island lost at sea. Another lonely day, no one here but me. More loneliness than any man could bear. Rescue me before I fall into despair. I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS. I hope that someone gets by. I hope that someone gets by. I hope that someone gets by. Message in the bottle.
message in the bottle, yeah.
Since I wrote my note, but I should have known this right from the start. Only hope gonna keep me together. Love can mend your life, but love can break your heart.
I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine.
Message in the bottle. Message in the bottle. Ooh, message in the bottle, baby. Message in the bottle, yeah. In a bottle. Message in a bottle. Yeah, message in a bottle, baby. Message in a bottle, yeah.
Greg de Cocktail Nation 8 Longe Leader Coucou Père.
Who is speaking? What? What do you want?
Stand up and start walking very slow.
Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, Martin Denny and Cool. Also play the Peter Thomas Sound Orchestra and Court at Midnight. Now you can write to me anytime via the website. We've got links there as to how you can get in contact with the show. And email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Of course, on any of the social medias, we're pretty much across everything. You can even send me some audio and I'll play that as well.
On the Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
Steve Keller has written to me, and Steve listens to the show, I know. He says, "Hey, Coop, I love the work you do, but can I ask you a favour?" This is a comment, actually, made on social media. "Can you take better care of your file tags? Not all of your listeners use iTunes, and relying on default tags that you use can make it confusing when adding your shows to the playlist. Some more informative tags would be appreciated." Steve, I appreciate that you do listen, but the show is a numerical. For example, this week is show number 476, and thus it is put in as a tag CN476. I don't know what else you want. War and Peace, maybe. So no, I'll be leaving it at that. Of course, the evening shows, they are labelled slightly different, and you will notice that they are called CNEV, as in Cocktail Nation Evenings. Probably about the best I can do for you, my friend. Here's Oscar Peterson, and they all laughed.
Cocktail Nation.
Skip Hiller there, Hurricane Apartment. Do check out the Hartland Company for your very cool vintage classic styled grooming for your daily life. And if you use the codename COOPKOOP, then you'll grab yourself a discount. The Hartman, that's man with two N's, Hartman Company, thehartmancompany.com. Some cool stuff there. Mr. Ho's Orchestra now, and Sentimental Journey on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. pleasure.
Alessandro Alessandri dancing bossa. Mr. Ho's orchestrotica before that. It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper. And do, of course, subscribe to the Cocktail Nation podcast because you can enjoy Cocktail Nation evenings at the Penthouse, which is our cocktail jazz show, twice a week. So there you go. Three shows from the Cocktail Nation HQ each and every week. Look at the World of Swank for pastimealbumclocks.com. Deities is performing here in Sydney at the end of February, March 3rd, Tikiaki Orchestra 10-year anniversary show with Don the Beachcomber at Huntington Beach. And for these gigs and lots more, click on the Cocktail Nation World of Swank gig guide banner. Constantly updated. Martini Kings now.
United World Organization.
Precisely, Robin.
You mean?
Precisely, Robin. Precisely, Robin. The only possible meaning.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, how's it going out there? This is Tony from the Sharps.
This is Steve from Codename Carter, and you're listening to the Cocktail Nation.
I'm an evil gal, don't you bother with me. I'll empty all your pockets and fill you with misery. If you tell me good morning, I'll tell you that's a lie. appetite. To keep me satisfied, you'll have to feed me day and night. I'm an evil gal, honey. I've never been called a saint. And there's a darn good reason, honey, 'cause the good Lord knows I you want me, but I won't be yours alone. I'll give you some love and like I'd give a dog a bone. Yeah, I'm an evil gal. Maybe we could just be friends. Or I'll burn you like a candle, and I'll burn you at both ends. I've got guys to the left, and I've got guys to the right. Guys every day, and guys every way, and guys every night. I've got so many guys, I don't know what to do. So I'm telling you, baby, I ain't no good to you.
Tiki Lounge Crew, Summer Sunset. Well, next week on the show, some classic comedy for a bit of a laugh. We sure do need it. Here's Malcolm Lockyer and Teledrama. Stay hip.